Can I
Oh, yes, you can.
A spare there.
Indeed.
There we go.
Take my phone off so it doesn't buzz mid whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Take your phone off the table.
Here's
the
silent.
Oh, okay.
It's not on vibrate or anything.
Touché. It's not going to go woof, woof.
No,
in the middle of the episode.
Though I'm wondering what will happen with my phone if it's on the stand.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll find out.
Well, actually, first. Oh, wait. I guess here's the example.
Oh, yep. I heard it a wee bit.
Kind of, sort of, yep.
Not too bad.
My headphones are weak.
It might also be, well, first, the headphones are off-brand, Trisonic, which obviously sounds really authentic.
Just like my TV, Protron.
Three types of Sonics. Yes.
Not we'd just have the one same Sonic. Thought.
Yep.
Man.
So.
Yeah. All right, then.
Let's see. Well, we... Here's my mic check topic for you. And we kind of touched on this at Ruby Tuesday, but we didn't get to hear Jack's answer.
That's true. Well,
Ruby Tuesday.
So Jack,
yes.
Who's
not to interrupt because I know what question you're going to ask, but I know that he hasn't seen it yet.
Oh. Well, we can do a
hypothetical.
And after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm up for it.
Who's your favorite Avenger, Jack?
Well, are we talking strictly Joss Whedon style or
the actual factual everybody who's ever been an Avenger?
Since you haven't seen the movie yet.
There's
just
been a lot.
Yeah, there have.
Yeah.
Favorite Avenger. That's hard.
I know it's
like
a big
picking your favorite child.
Big question.
That's not that hard.
Yeah. Obviously the older boy.
Whoever was first, it's only fair.
Well, jeepers.
Creepers.
God, that's a tough one. I would probably... Yeah, it's so tough.
Your mic's kind of towards the bottom of the screen, so
I'm gonna move the screen.
So, yeah.
There we go.
Yep. So
there
you
we go.
Kind of know where you are. Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna move that up just a little bit.
Cool.
So. You can move the stand too. It'll
boom. Yeah. It'll boom. Pull. It'll pull toward you the whole thing.
Okay.
If you want to do that.
That's right. It does, doesn't it? Oh, beautiful. Okay. Whoa.
Twang.
Hey there.
Twang.
All right.
I like the twangs.
So. I'm gonna. I suppose both Wolverine and Spider-Man were in the Avengers at one point.
Yes,
or another.
They were.
So,
indeed.
Those two would be my two favorite Marvel superheroes, and you know, I'd probably I guess a flip of the coin as to which. So I'm feeling very Wolverine-ish tonight. I'm gonna go with Wolverine. That's my favorite Avenger.
Wasn't
cool.
Ant-Man in it?
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
Yes,
he
was.
Among others.
Mm-hmm.
There
were a lot. Yeah, I actually want to pull up the actual list here and see how many.
It's a lot.
Yes.
I've been a fan of Yellow Canary lately.
Yellow Canary?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Or Black Canary. Derp.
Black Canary.
Derp.
Blurk
canaries are supposed to be yellow, but this one.
It's black.
Mm-hmm.
He's Blake.
He's Black Canary.
Blake.
I don't even know.
Oh,
Black
yeah.
Canary.
Me neither.
I remember.
I'll be honest. I've been out nerded.
To Green Arrow and
Green Arrow's
wears...
DC. Do you mean Hawkeye?
Mm-mm.
Green Arrow's
maybe
DC.
Maybe I'm thinking. Yeah, I am thinking DC.
Oh my
you
god,
are
I just got out nerded and then out nerded you. Mm. Bam!
That's okay.
Blurk Knerber. Green Arrow. Slurg. Sorry.
Regardless, still a comic book character.
Okay.
Kind of on topic.
There actually isn't too long of a list.
Of the Avengers?
Read it. I want to know. I'm curious.
Oh, wait.
There's an extensive list. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It was the current runs members, which is actually quite short.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Okay, this is actually kind of broken up into 5 different rosters, plus an honorary and an infiltrators. So let's go with original organization.
Good call.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43. Jesus Christ. 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51. 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 56. I thought I've already set him. 57, 58. 58 members overall.
58.
Wow. And this is from creation through present.
Okay. Yeah, I thought. That makes sense. Okay, yeah.
I was going to say, there were a lot over the span of from the beginning to now.
Yeah. But there are some here that I've never heard of, like Jack of Hearts.
Wow, I haven't either.
Perhaps. Or there was actually
One called Star Fox.
Star Fox,
huh?
Fox McCloud.
Yeah.
No way.
Mission complete.
Do a barrel roll.
Or, I like this name, U.S. Agent.
U.S. Agent. Nice.
Nice. A.K.A. Super Patriot Captain America.
Nice.
I love Captain America.
Wait, his alias was Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniel.
Son of a bitch.
I love Captain America even more.
Right, right. He makes me feel all fun inside.
Yeah.
When he's inside me. This. What? Jack Daniels?
Captain America or Jack Daniels has been inside of you because I'm gonna go with Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels. But then it went outside of me. Because I threw it up. Anywho.
Yes.
I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Who did you say?
I'm tempted not to say mine because mine comes with a lot of spoilers.
Oh.
Which is why I pulled up the list. So that I could reference the
Ash Ketchum.
The original one so that I could work with that. Because out of the ones... I don't know. I mean, Iron Man's a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
He's so snarky.
I would call him my second choice, where my first choice would be the Hulk. But yes. That's just because he is amazing in the new movie. So
I've heard a little bit.
Yeah.
Smash.
It was good. So yeah, I would say the Hulk first, but just on pre-Avengers screening, I would have said Iron Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of just like the Swiss Army knife of superheroes.
Yeah.
It just covers like everything.
That's pretty much true. He is kind of a genius, and he's got the weapons background, and his armor is basically invincible as far as we can tell. And
That he can be self-sustaining to a point where, you know, he can go off on his own adventures successfully, and they're entertaining and wacky and what have you. But then you do see that he is needed on a team, mm-hmm. and, you know, he needs the team as well, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's also got such cool side stories too, with like the War Machine and sorts of stuff like that.
Oh yeah. I was kind of hoping that War Machine would make an appearance.
Yeah, I expected that to happen, but it's just...
I feel like they dropped the ball on Iron Man 2 with that. It just didn't pan out nearly as well as the first movie. Mm. It just had this totally different feel for me personally. I feel like they kind of... And this is just me. I don't know. I wasn't the biggest fan of Iron Man 2.
Me neither.
I'll just put it out there.
Yeah, I watched it a second time just recently while I was sick last week, and... I liked it better. I thought it played much better and didn't feel as slow. But yeah, I don't know.
Maybe when not trying to live up to the hype of the first one.
Yeah, the big battle at the end, the big boss battle with the drones and stuff like that. I felt like it sort of, it was happening and then it was over. It wasn't really, it didn't build up to anything. They just kind of,
and we're done. Relaxed sigh.
Yeah, they did the thing. They did the thing, and then it was over. So
probably
yeah.
went to a shawarma place after.
Right.
Yeah, it's easy. No, but there's actually been news release recently where people have been trying it out.
Trying what out?
Jack doesn't know.
What?
Yeah, but he could read a news story and get confused by it anyway.
Huh?
Yeah. But that doesn't surprise me.
There's been an increase in purchased sandwiches as a result of the Avengers.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yep, people like sandwiches more now.
Yeah.
Dude, I've always loved sandwiches.
Or intrigued
somehow
to try.
Somehow your love for them Man. Will increase.
Okay. The Avengers was awesome. You want to go get a sandwich?
Done.
Yeah. Yeah. I want a sandwich. Why do I want a sandwich so bad? That's what people were saying after they saw Avengers. Okay. That's all.
Awesome.
We got sandwiches.
I can't wait to see Avengers.
Mine wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't. No. I'm sorry.
Have the chili next time. It was good.
But you did get a whole extra glass of cherries.
It's true.
So.
That is true.
Done.
What the hell's going on?
Oh, we're talking about how we had dinner after seeing the Avengers. Okay. His sandwich wasn't good. But
buffalo chicken.
Oh, that's
you can
bad.
Screw that yeah. up, it's and really they hard to screw successfully up buffalo did. Chicken.
They put pickles on it. That was part of the problem.
Those damned pickles.
You know, I don't know what it is, but the chicken sandwich, like the southern chicken sandwich they have in McDonald's, has pickles on it, and it's actually really good.
Yeah, it can work, but yeah,
Chick-fil-A, man.
The buffalo sauce wasn't. It was very nondescript. Like, there wasn't really anything buffalo-y about it.
It was more like bison sauce, really.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Water buffalo
so,
sauce.
So they buttered it down pretty hard?
Water buffalo, yours is fast, but mine
I think
is
that's
slow.
What the problem was, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it just, blech. It didn't really taste like anything that I wanted to continue eating.
Maybe they took a cue from Emily's not spicy quesadillas and just kind of spread it around the table.
Okay. That could be.
That's my like lame.
Yeah, my turkey burger wasn't spicy. What's up with that?
Yeah, neither is my zucchini. What the hell?
The chef's like, oh, I got a bunch of wimps at our table.
We are in Minnesota. We shouldn't put ketchup out on the table either. It might scare them away. Those Minnesotans are timid folk.
Like a nature show.
Oh, I'm not well, coming back here,
Minnesotans
eh?
In their natural right. habitat.
Here we see them all, the wild Minnesotans.
Uh-oh, one spotted the pepper.
Oh, God, it looks frightened. And they go, quiet, quiet, quiet. Slowly take away the pepper. Slowly take it away.
Oh, no, eh? This sandwich has got a bit too much of a kick to it, eh?
You know what? Maybe we should just leave. I have some nice hot dish back at my house.
Okay.
I got some lutefisk there, eh?
Lutefisk?
As long as we have some bars for dessert.
They forgot my soda. They forgot
Seven
my
layers.
Soda.
Oh, I say soda.
I wanted a Coke.
Orange Coke.
That okay, that confuses me.
Yeah,
it's just the
that's in the South, right?
Yeah.
Where they
say everything's
Coke
a
Coke for everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's a Coke.
They do that
you
in
want
Africa,
an orange
too.
Coke, you want a grape Coke.
It's either Coke or Sprite in
I'm
Africa.
Like root beer Coke? No.
Ginger ale Coke? I'd like a Mountain Dew Coke.
I think that's a yellow Coke.
A rainbow Coke,
a very nondescript yellow Coke.
Rainbow Coke. That's a gay Coke. In case you didn't know.
Pineapple Coke.
That Coke supports gay rights. That's what that means.
For equal marriage Coke.
We don't like that Coke here.
We don't want that.
I pour that.
Oh, the South hates gays.
Oh, poor gays. I love gays. Of course. I'd drink a rainbow Coke. I'd do it.
That would also take
you know what? I would probably drink a rainbow drink because I'd be really impressed by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd have to.
I mean,
the densities would have to be
like the oil vinegar kind of.
Vinegar?
No, I'm talking about
oil and water.
Comparing different liquid densities here.
Right. Oh, well, they could, you know, they should do like just rainbow shakes.
Well, they have rainbow shots.
It's like when you combine the slushies at the gas station.
Oh, yeah.
Or you do the suicide drink at Burger King. Mm-hmm. Little bit of everything.
I don't go to Burger King ever.
Oh, see, that was the first exposure I had to the serve-yourself soda fountain. So that way you could just do a little bit of whatever you wanted.
My sister did that all the time. I thought it was gross.
I like taking my friend Molly to different fast food places and everything because, you know, the soda selection is always just slightly different.
Right.
And she has a specific drink that she gets at every place we go. My favorite one that I've tried of hers has been at Panera, and now I make it, where it's just mostly Diet Pepsi and then fruit punch. And then, like, 3 lemon slices.
What?
It's delicious.
What? Diet Pepsi tastes like Lysol. I'm sorry.
I don't like Diet Pepsi either, but I like this.
Huh. That sounds all right.
You could probably use regular
Pepsi.
I'd
try it.
If you we'll had do to, it. If you were doing, like, the SATs or, like, just kind of a, you know, match words together thing. So if that drink was on one side, what real life existing, you know, purchasable product would you connect it to in terms of taste? What does it taste like?
That's the thing. I haven't really tasted anything like it before. I mean,
wow.
Lies and propaganda.
It tastes like all 3 of those things mixed together. Whatever you imagine that would taste like, probably a little better.
Yeah, because I mean, I am getting the Lysol.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, the Lysol. It totally does. Diet Pepsi tastes like Lysol. I swear. I've never tried it, but the smell of Lysol.
I'm not disputing that.
I drink Diet Pepsi because Diet Coke is just tastes weird.
It is a very non.
Ever since Coke Zero came out,
yeah,
Coke Diet Zero. Coke tastes weird to me.
I was big into Pepsi 1.
Oh, yeah. Well, now they have the Dr. Pepper 10.
Which
it's not for women.
Robust flavor right. That doesn't actually taste very
I good. Went to the store and I was like, Dr. Pepper 10 is not for women. Maybe I'll get it. And I was like, wait, no. That's what they want me to do.
Oh my God. That's actually brilliant.
Yeah. Because, you know, all the women are like, I'm going to get it anyway. What are you going to do? Say no to my money? But it's like, wait a second.
Then they did.
Right.
Gosh, I would be
you,
if I was sick of my job
that,
and I was a cashier at a place like that and a woman came up with the Dr. Pepper 10, I'd be like, is this
I'm sorry,
for
do you have a penis?
Man?
I need to see your man card, please.
Driver's license, that's just an F, not an M. I'm sorry, you cannot purchase this soda.
You got that V where a P should be, I'm sorry. I can just tell. You cannot handle this soda. Okay. It is for your personal safety.
That last one was kind of hit or miss, if you really think you can tell. Yeah.
V or P?
I really hate it when there are people who you can't tell if they're a guy or girl. There was this person.
No pee-pee, no Dr. P.
There was this person in my mentorship class in 8th grade who I went the entire year not knowing what gender they were. And I would switch. Like, I talked with 2 different people about this who were also in the class. And one of them was like, Caitlin, that is so mean. Taylor's obviously a girl. Because, you know, they have
Taylor,
the nondescript
name
too,
too,
right?
Oh,
nightmare
boy.
Situation.
Taylor,
and he slash she had that, like, about my length hair almost. But, like, you know how in middle school every
straight,
guy has that hockey
completely
hair?
Androgynous.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then kind of rosy cheeks. You know, just clean nails. So they were never painted or anything. But, like, just wore sweatshirts all the time. Like a hockey sweatshirt. And then, like, tighter jeans.
Huh.
So I was convinced for quite a while that Taylor was a girl.
Taylor was a boy.
And the next year, Taylor had a mustache.
Oh,
and I was like, Oh my gosh, I feel so bad.
Next time that happens, kick him in the crotch and gauge the pain level.
Yep. If you get like a just a totally a complete grimace, that means it's a guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I can't really.
I just don't want to be arrested for curiosity. So
aggravated assault. I'm sorry. I just wanted to know if it was a boy or a girl. You could have just asked.
I didn't want to offend them. I just wanted
to cause the pain.
Excuse me, miss.
Would you prefer physical pain or emotional pain?
Would you like me to insult you or attack you? Because I'm going to get my answer either way.
Choose.
choose wisely.
I just hate that. That's happened to me twice. There was one that was like just a one-time experience. And I figured it out pretty quickly. But they walked into the store that I work at. The store that I worked at was split right down the middle. So to the left is all the female clothes. To the right is all the guy clothes. But in the center, we had like jeans tables. And like the guys' ones were first. And then the girls' ones were second. And da 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 da. So they walk in, and I'm at the front of the store because I'm, like, greeting people. So I greet he/she, and I asked if there was anything that I could help them with today.
Did they walk down the middle of the store between the men's and women's section the entire time?
And they said that
time?
They needed jeans.
Right behind me. Just go.
Well, no, because I'm a very helpful person. I'm not just gonna let them go and wander and everything. Plus there were like no other people in the store, so there's no way I'm gonna be like, oh yeah, behind me, and then walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So instead I had to play the tactic, are you looking for a wider leg or skinny jeans? Or, and then it was like skinny jeans. So it's like, okay, even if they're a guy, they're gonna look in the girls section,
right?
Because it's skinny jeans. Ooh. So I was like, woo. Yeah, exactly. Just
keep still asking open-ended questions.
Dangerous.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
Did you have the jeans that were the director pants?
The director pants.
Well, you could say guy pants or girl pants.
Yeah,
as in stylistically.
There were girls who would shop for some of our guy jeans because they were baggier and comfier. But those
there
were,
you go.
Yeah, there were a couple lesbians who came in. Oh, my gosh. They were so vicious. It was like... Like, I'm not
vicious
being...
or vicious?
No, like vicious. Like, do you have a problem with me getting guy jeans? And it's like, no, I'm trying to help you find the right size.
Those are the angry
Sorry.
Lesbians.
Yeah, they were angry lesbians. I love
They're
lesbians.
My favorite.
I have a couple different lesbian friends, yeah. But oh my goodness. I was so frightened.
People are angry in general.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
There were plenty of angry customers.
I have. Please continue.
I don't really have much else.
It's actually...
I mean, I could go on about that store forever, but...
Probably would be good to start the episode.
Yeah, someday. Let's do that.
Since we're coming up about 9 o'clock already.
Yeah.
So, it would be good.
Boom.
So let's... Did we miss anybody's adventure?
Iron Man and Thor. Tie. For me. Because Thor is... Thor appeals to my Nordic roots, and he's got he has that goofy, old-fashioned way of talking, and and the way that he responds to Earth things, like when
you
he has
this drink.
So
this drink is delicious. Fetch me another.
I did that with my soda after I got out of that movie. My friend was mad because I got pop on his jeans.
I need a horse. We have. Dogs. I need a big dog. I don't remember what he said in that scene, but it was equally hilarious.
Yeah,
I need to watch Thor again.
Yeah,
I have yet to see that one.
Nice.
Okay.
What did you say?
Put that on our to-do list.
Beverage or anything before we start?
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm set.
Everybody think they'll be good for about an hour.
Yeah, I should be good.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. The system is down.
Boop, boop.
That's not one of the sounds. Oh.
Those are cute little bottles.
Yes, session longer.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I remember seeing an advertisement for those.
An advertisement.
What?
It's good.
Can we talk like that through the episode?
An advertisement for the episode.
I had an
episode.
Adventure. Adventure.
I went to go see the Avengers. But that's a lie, because I haven't seen the app.
Would you care for an appetizer?
What? Yeah. Okay.
Okay!
Okay! What?
To the window.
Have you checked out
to
figure?
The wall.
That's what
to
I was
saying.
Was that yours?
Yeah.
Till all these bitches crawl.
Bitches, sorry.
Skeet, motherfucker.
Wake up.
Skeet, goddamn.
Wake up on the weekend and
feeling like
lay down a fat beat before I get out of bed.
I like waking up to 70s classic rock.
I thought you were going to say Snooki, and I was going to be very disturbed.
Snooki, what? Snooki, what? She took it in the butt to get in the butt.
Ooh, that's nice.
She's a major slut, such.
She took it in the butt. She took it in the butt.
Good times. Okay, so
top 40 right there.
It's true. It's it's kind
master
of fun.
Song composers.
This one's titled "Snooki Took It in the Butt."
She's such a big slut. She also has a big gut. Oh, that's a baby. Damn.
Oh.
Take
what?
Away from
yeah,
her.
Yeah, what?
Right.
Yeah,
what,
apparently
what?
She's pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Which concerns me greatly.
Jabba the Hutt?
Awesome.
So to do the standard airplane safety instruction things, I'll introduce the show, talk to Adam for a second, we'll do plugs for the show itself, and then we'll introduce you guys, then you can talk. Then we'll talk about newsy stuff for half the show, and then we'll play Movie Bluff for half the show.
Woo!
Well, and then, when we're done with that, if we still want to play another game, we've been doing Build a Title afterward, and it's been pretty successful.
Cool.
I feel like I'm going to be especially bad at Movie Bluff today. Ooh.
We'll see.
We have Elimination. You haven't played this version
yet.
Yes,
we do have a new version of it, though. So
I'm going to be eliminated. Wah, wah.
Everybody gets eliminated, Katie. Don't worry.
Exterminate.
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, if you wouldn't mind handing me that poster, that's actually down on by next to the futon down.
Where am I looking at?
I would totally be okay with the. Oh, nice! I like that print.
Yeah. And if you wouldn't mind, the prints right there. Yeah, those two. Feel free to gander. It's new art that'll be going up soon.
Yeah, I almost bought this at Comic-Con, but I restrained.
Like a Van Gogh painting?
Yep, it's the TARDIS exploding, Van Gogh style. Jack, have you gotten into Doctor Who yet?
I'm not.
I love this banana squid
you
so
should.
Much.
Yes.
Where did you get it?
I
Society
see it on Netflix
6.
And I go,
oh, I need it.
I gotta do that sometime.
Yeah, that was me for the longest time, and then I finally did. And I'm so glad I did.
He's exposing himself. That is inappropriate.
This could be eating.
Banana wiener.
Squid.
It could be eating.
That's even worse somehow.
It looks like it's eating itself.
It's like it's wearing a trench coat and going,
conceptually.
Eat up, lady. He's got a lot of potassium in that bitch.
Nice.
This isn't your normal job.
Oh. Nice.
There are benefits. If you're cramping or something, I mean.
Oh. Different types of.
We'll call this a
blowjob.
We'll call this a decramp job.
These are excellent.
Yeah.
I like them a lot.
Fantastic.
They're going to go up as soon as I can. I moved the big pictures over there since they look better over there.
I noticed.
Okay.
Try to fill up that a little bit more.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Because whenever I take a picture, which I'm going to remember to do one right now, there's always this nice blank spot. So I'm trying to make it look more interesting in here to show people.
Well, you have interesting looking guests.
The majesty that is Yeah, since this is basically going to be perfect. I was going to say it's this is just, you know, kind of the when we upload bonus tracks, it'll be this picture, which shows you guys having fun. Ah. If only it knew where we were right now.
I don't know where I am.
I can't do that for real. Please don't tell me you took that picture.
What?
Did it end up with me doing that stupid face?
I hope it you look calm.
Okay, good. It wasn't the
No. Okay. No. No, you look pleased and calm.
Okay, good. I'll take that.
Actually, I like this one better than what I'll probably do later.
Did any of you happen to glance at Facebook and see if the lightsaber video posted?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I've kind of looked for it and I haven't seen it.
Because I tried to upload it from my phone and I don't think it worked.
Damn.
Yeah. But I'll just upload it from my laptop at some point in the near future.
And all that. We'll get it. Well, yeah. Chip.
Okay. Yeah.
It looks pretty fantastic. I still like to watch it.
I filmed that.
Can't wait.
Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna do 2.0 sometime.
Yeah.
Everybody ready?
Ready.
Moment of silence for Frank Oz.
Moment of sandwiches for Frank Oz.
That too.